Yeah, this is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Tech Talk at newstalk.com is the email address if you want to get in touch. I'm going to get to some of your tech questions a little bit later on in the show. But first,
it is a deeply worrying, dissatisfying, and I think pretty disrespectful.
Yeah, that is how Alan Kelly, chair of the Oireachtas Media Committee, described the decision by X to skip Wednesday's session on online safety. Meta, TikTok and Google each had representatives present. But given the recent high profile, in fact, global controversy over Grok and the generation of non-consensual explicit imagery, it was absolutely notable that X failed to attend. Grok obviously was still a talking point, but the conversation was broad and issues were raised across the board. We heard from TikTok and Meta about AI age detection and some of the solutions that they have been working with and working on for some time. But the session got heated at points, particularly when questions couldn't or wouldn't be answered. Simple enough things like how many accounts do each of your platforms have for children under the age of 16? It was said that permission from on high was needed to share such information. Now, that was on Wednesday. And then on Friday morning, the European Commission found TikTok to be addictive for children and adults. This relates particularly to the features of the platforms that includes autoplay of videos, the infinite scroll, push notifications and highly personalised recommender systems. Now, this is something that has been examined and investigated in terms of compliancy with the Digital Services Act. The preliminary decision that we have seen so far says that TikTok has contravened the Digital Services Act and it could face a fine of up to 6% of annual turnover. The language used there is pretty reminiscent of what we were talking about on this show a few weeks ago in relation to the social media addiction trials that are taking place in the US. We're going to come back to that on next week's show, taking a deeper dive into the jury selection process, what has been said so far and what we can expect over the coming weeks. But it seems like this week has been a key sort of juncture or stepping stone in terms of social media regulation and also lifting the hood for people, ideally legislators, to fully understand what exactly is going on. I've said it multiple times. I have watched so many hearings and meetings in this country, in Europe and in the United States, and very often the impression that I've had is that maybe those asking the questions aren't fully across the topics. That's changed. Thankfully, it's only taken us, what, 8 years, but it has changed. I'm joined now, as we face into Safer Internet Day on Tuesday, by Alex Cooney, CEO of CyberSafe Kids. Alex, as always, there's plenty to talk about, but let's start with the Oireachtas Media Committee. What did you make of the session on Wednesday?
Yeah, look, interesting. Obviously, X declined to appear. So that, you know, that in and of itself is interesting, particularly on the back of the controversy with Grok in the last few weeks. I mean, I think interesting that the questions were good. I think they're quite direct. I think the answers weren't always as direct. Some of the answers were rather surprising as well in relation to the responsibility of companies and so on. So, yeah, kind of mixed feelings about it.
Yeah, there was one point that really struck me and it just didn't necessarily correlate with my experience as a social media user, but also some of the topics that you and I have been talking about over the last God knows how many years now. And that was in relation to the takedown time. So if and when content is reported on a platform, I think the answer that TikTok gave was that content will be removed between 0 minutes and 2 hours. The other platforms had sort of varying answers. It depends on the severity of the content, the type of content and all the rest. But I completely agree. The questions were great. I found the answers, there was a real sort of perception versus reality kind of thing going on.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, just to go to your earlier point about the takedown, that is not what we're hearing at all. It's not our experience either. So we have requested takedowns on behalf of individuals in the past, and you know, including very vulnerable individuals. You know, I'm thinking of a 13-year-old girl, for example, who was being really badly bullied on TikTok, and it took a number of days with several prods from us to get that content addressed and taken down. And that is through, we have the opportunity to use an acceleration channel. So that is with that acceleration channel. It still took, I think it was 8 days in the end, to be taken down. So I do not know where that 0 to 2 hours response came from. I also thought there was some interesting answers around, you know, as I said, the platform responsibility in relation to harmful content. I think Susan Moss from TikTok said at the beginning, you know, that the presence of harmful content doesn't suggest that the companies are failing. And I would disagree. I think the model, the very model that they're using, the engagement model, is the problem here. It's engagement at all costs. It's clearly addictive. And I'm sure you'll have seen the preliminary findings of the European Commission on whether or not TikTok has an addictive model. And the findings, you know, appear to be quite clear that they do. And I mean, I don't think that'll be surprising any of us, but it's the first of its kind, and I'm sure that others will follow. But to sit there and suggest that it's not a company failing and that they don't have an addictive model is almost breathtaking, really.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mentioned there a second ago, but a few weeks ago on this program, we were talking through the social media addiction trials that are taking place in the United States at the moment. And it's interesting to see the language that was issued in that preliminary ruling by the European Commission and indeed in those particular cases. Does it show, and I don't mean this against any of the individuals, but does it show a bit of an arrogance from the big tech companies that they can sit at committee hearings, at Senate hearings, at other formal investigative inquiries and give the answers that they're giving?
I think it does. Yeah, I think it is arrogant to suggest that the model is not by its nature addictive. It completely is. You know, we know that it's all about engagement. And even these AI chatbots that are appearing everywhere and being embedded in different apps that kids are already using, they have the same purpose, to engage, to keep you on, to keep you asking questions. You know, that these human-like responses, warm, engaging, that's all just to keep you there, keep you on it. And there is something really problematic with that model when it is engagement at all costs. Because, of course, even if safety is part of that consideration, if engagement is the number one priority, then it's going to come, you know, regardless of everything else, regardless of the safety of the user, and regardless of whether or not it's a child.
There's obviously been a lot of talk about banning social media for those under the age of 16. There's been talk about the digital IDs to try and keep people safe. It's great that we're having these conversations, albeit in 2026 and not, you know, 10 years ago. Where do you stand on the notion of an outright ban for under 16s versus utilizing the digital ID to firstly verify the age of people and then using some of the safeguards that have been put in place in terms of the teen accounts on Instagram and so on?
Yeah, look, to my mind, we should, it's not, it shouldn't be about to ban or not to ban. It should be about how can we make sure that children are safer online and what's going to achieve that. And you know, we absolutely need to be restricting them from certain places online, for sure. Like, there's adult content that's wildly inappropriate for children, and the problem is that they have access to this content. So first of all, I would address that. You know, what are other countries in Europe doing to ensure that children, minors, are not accessing this really inappropriate, and sometimes dangerous and harmful content that children are currently able to access? So I mean extreme violence, I mean hate, you know, pornography, torture, this kind of content. So we know that other countries in Europe are moving to do so, to restrict access to minors. I would really like us to be doing that here as well. In relation to social media, my issue with just a straight out banning kids from certain places, which is what's happened in Australia, and it is the model that other countries are talking about, is that it doesn't actually address the root causes of the harm, which is, as I, you know, we talked about earlier, is the engagement, right? It's the engagement model, it's the addiction model, it's this recommender algorithm, it's this easy contact of bad actors to children. It's the model that is the problem, and we need, it's that needs to be reformed and addressed. And you know, I've said this before, but I feel like you know, we have so many other products that go to market that are intended for children, whether it's, you know, toys or, you know, potentially medicines, you know, pharmaceutical medicines. They go through rigorous testing before they ever hit the market, and certainly before they're ever in the hands of a child. Why is this being treated differently? These essentially, when you boil it down, they are products that are going to end up in the hands of a child. So why are they not subject to that same rigorous testing? That's the way I think we should be looking at this.
Absolutely. And I think Alan Kelly articulated that very well and very forcefully at the Oireachtas Media Committee on Wednesday. I heard him making that analogy quite a few times to medicine, and I think it is a good one. So would you think that between the social media addiction trials that are going on in the US and indeed this preliminary ruling from the European Commission, instead of it just being financial penalties, which we know is kind of a drop in the ocean for some of these companies, the sort of fine or punishment should indeed be changes to the fundamental functioning of the platforms?
Yeah, I do, and I actually think that the sanction should go as far as, you know, blocking access, you know, geo-blocking access, you know, suspending service until you can show that you are complying. You know, other countries, when this whole thing with Grok happened, certain countries said, while this is going on, we're actually going to geo-block Grok so that our citizens are not affected by it. I think it was Malaysia and Indonesia that took those steps. So Brazil has geo-blocked X in the past for non-compliance, and for a matter of, I think it was a couple of months, and in the end X did comply. So I think we need to get much stricter about non-compliance. We need to be much clearer. Personally, I think we need a sort of risk versus age model, a bit like a film classification board, where you look at these individual products and determine their suitability, the risks that they pose. You know, it's not a million miles from what's the language that's already in the Article 28 guidelines, which is all about the protection of minors. It talks about a risk-based model. I think we need to take that further, and I think it needs to be an independent risk assessment rather than allowing companies to do it themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, as always, we're going to come back to this issue. We're going to follow what's happening in the United States, what's happening here in Europe, and indeed in this country. For the moment, Alex Cooney, CEO of CyberSafe Kids, thanks so much.
Thank you.